while he travels. We are at an advantage there, my lord. We now have several people planted within the Department of Magical Transport. If Potter apparates or uses the flu network, we shall know immediately. He will not do either. The order is eschewing any form of transport that is controlled or regulated by the Ministry. They mistrust everything to do with the place. All the better. He will have to move in the open. Easier to take, by far. I shall attend to the boy in person. There have been too many mistakes where Harry Potter is concerned. Some of them have been my own. That Potter lives is due more to my errors than to his triumphs. I have been careless, and so have been thwarted by luck and chance, those wreckers of all but the best-laid plans. But I know better now. I understand those things that I did not understand before. I must be the one to kill Harry Potter, and I shall be. Wormtail, have I not spoken to you about keeping our prisoner quiet?
Yes, my lord.
As I was saying, I understand better now. I shall need, for instance, to borrow a wand from one of you before I go to kill Potter. No volunteers? Let's see. Lucius, I see no reason for you to have a wand any more.
My lord.
Your wand, Lucius. I require your wand. What is it?
Elm, my lord.
And the call?
Dragon. Dragon heartstring.
Good. Give you my wand, Lucius. My wand? I have given you your liberty, Lucius. Is that not enough for you? But I have noticed that you and your family seem less than happy of late. What is it about my presence in your home that displeases you, Lucius?
Nothing, nothing, my lord.
Such lies, Lucius. Why do the Malfoys look so unhappy with their lot? Is my return, my rise to power, not the very thing they profess to desire for so many years?
Of course, my lord. We did desire. We do.
My lord! It is an honour to have you here. In our family's house, there can be no higher pleasure.
No higher pleasure? That means a great deal, Bellatrix, from you.
My lord knows I speak nothing but the truth.
No higher pleasure, even compared with the happy event that I hear has taken place in your family this week?
I don't know what you mean, my lord.
I'm talking about your niece, Bellatrix, and yours, Lucius and Narcissa. She has just married the werewolf, Remus Lupin. You must be so proud.
She is no niece of ours, my lord. We, Narcissa and I, have never set eyes on our sister since she married the mudblood. This brat has nothing to do with either of us, nor any beast she marries.
What say you, Draco? Will you babysit the cubs?
Enough.
Many of our oldest family trees become a little diseased over time. You must prune yours, must you not, to keep it healthy? Cut away those parts that threaten the health of the rest.
Yes, my lord, the first chance.
You shall have it, and in your family, so in the world.
We shall cut away the canker that infects us, until only those of the true blood remain.
Do you recognize our guest, Severus?
Severus, help me.
Ah, yes. And you, Draco? But you would not have taken her classes. For those of you who do not know, we are joined here tonight by Charity Burbage, who until recently taught at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
Yes, Professor Burbage taught the children of witches and wizards all about muggles, how they are not so different from us.
Severus, please, please.
Silence. Not content with corrupting and polluting the minds of wizarding children. Last week, Professor Burbage wrote an impassioned defense of mudbloods in the Daily Prophet. Wizards, she says, must accept these thieves of their knowledge and magic. The dwindling of the purebloods is, says Professor Burbage, a most desirable circumstance. She would have us all mate with muggles, or, no doubt, werewolves. Avada Kedavra!
Dinner, Nagini?